Well, the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara and a lot of horses are based at the Gold Coast, and that's where Michael Maxworthy was this morning. Morning to you, Maxie.
Morning to you, Andrew. Yes, I can't wait to see the track work program tonight. I couldn't be in two places, went to the coast, but I think Bernie was in action covering the gallops where a lot of the Godolphin horses would have had their final hit-outs this morning for the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara. So you'll see that tonight, 7:30 Eastern on the Trackwork Show.
As we've mentioned to our listeners on a couple of occasions in this hour, Maxie, the order of entry is out and Pahuta Kawa is number 22, so needs four horses to come out for her to gain a start. We've got two out and we've got a 50-50 with Pecan, so still a little bit of luck required for Pahuta Kawa. The other one that will certainly disappoint Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott is Cotty Patiro. It's number 24, Maxie. And Adrian gave me a real positive text this morning about the mare's gallop. So they'll be really disappointed being that low in the order.
Yeah, absolutely. She's an interesting horse, isn't she, from the USA, Cotty Patiro. And a high-pressure race like this on Saturday would suit her. And I did see her in that gallop. She was the second horse to go out. She worked solo. The second horse, the first horse was Prompt Response. So, yeah, we'll be watching that closely. Chris Waller, of course, he's got a bit of a stranglehold on it in terms of numbers. I didn't see Ektar this morning, Andrew, but I saw the other mares and they all look pretty good.
Well, take us through them. Was there one ahead of the others in the way you watched them gallop?
Well, we saw a number of solo gallops at Chris's. We had Prompt Response going solo. She, of course, won this race last year for Waterhouse and Bott when she was right up on the speed, gave a good kick to win. And I think she finished second in the Dane Ripper last year prior to going into the Tiara. Something similar this year. She's now with Chris Waller and she ran third under that big weight when leading the other day. And she looked good. Eckstein is an interesting runner. We know Kurt Goldman formerly had her, and she's placed at Group 1. She recently went through that broodmare start of the Gold Coast, and she'll carry the Coolmore colours on Saturday for the first time, Eckstein. And Chris Waller, of course, trains her now. I must admit, I did ask a few people this morning at the track, you know, who's going to win the race. A number of mentioned her name, so she's obviously really enjoying her new surroundings there at the Gold Coast, Eckstein. And the couple of Chris's that galloped together and there was nothing in it at the end were the Dane Ripper winner Invincibella, and she had her blinkers on. She had them on first time in the Dane Ripper. Now, that was a masterstroke because she got up to win it. And Noir, who finished fourth behind her. So that was a good searching gallop that those two mares had. Out of that Dane Ripper, looking at the sectional times, certainly suited the on-pace horses there, the likes of Invincibella, Prompt Response. Noir was one horse that really found the line running terrific sectional, so keep an eye on her on Saturday as well.
Spot any of Chris Lees's? Pecans is the one that's 50-50 and he'll make a decision tomorrow. Did you see the Posh, Princess Posh?
Yes, I saw her. Jason Taylor rode her. They went in the reverse direction, so when you're watching tonight on the television, you'll know that she really got up a head of steam. Jason had a good hold of her in that gallop. Of course, she was scratched only about 40 minutes before the Stradbroke a couple of weeks ago. They found her to be just a little bit shuffly in her action. The Brisbane Racing Club have since allowed her to gallop between races last Wednesday with Pecans, and she went super. Time was extraordinary, and she backed that up with a good gallop this morning. So she's right on song, Princess Posh. She had blinkers first time as well last start, and she ran a personal best when running second in the Kingston Smith Cup behind the Bostonian. So it's a great race, and these three-year-old fillies that you mentioned, you know, Pahuta Kawa, she's dropping back in trip. And a couple of the others there, Seabrook, how do they fit into the mix against these older mares on Saturday? I just find it an intriguing race, Andrew.
It is. Seabrook's number four in the order. They've still got to get a jockey. I think talking with Mick Price this morning, they're just going to wait and see, because at the moment, let's just say we're hoping for everyone concerned Pahuta Kawa can make it, but if she doesn't, then Blake Chin probably rides Multaja, because we know Tommy Berry's on Savatiano, and that would free up a jockey like Jeff Lloyd. So yeah. I think Mick's just going to wait and see what happens tomorrow with this field.
All right. Now, I heard you talking to Trent a few moments ago. I'm pretty sure the stable are yet to get their first Group 1, and they've got Hootson, of course, racing after midnight tonight. And Toby's represented by two quality mares in the race on Saturday. So it's an exciting week for the stable. Platinum Angel, who ran second in the Dane Ripper. She's a good quality mare, and she was one of the star workers this morning. I know I can't remember who rode her, but the rider did report back to the Edmonds team that she absolutely flew in that gallop. She worked just behind Winter Bride. Winter Bride went up forward of her. I guess the concern with Winter Bride is we know how competitive she is, in particular this time of year. She loves winter. This is her first start beyond 1,200 metres, Winter Bride, and I think therein lies a little bit of a problem, because this is going to be run at a frenetic speed, the Tiara.
It will. And just looking at that, you mentioned Platinum Angel. That mare is number 25 in the order of entry. So
wow.
At best, an emergency for Platinum Angel. Was there any mention of Magic Alibi? Because she's number 20. So that would help a few of these that are surprisingly low. Any word on her?
No, I didn't have any words. She tends to mix a form a little bit, doesn't she, Magic Alibi? So I guess, there is a possibility that she may not run. I tell you what, the other race that I'm looking forward to on Saturday is the Healy, Andrew. We've got excellent entries. We've got three horses here that I can't wait to see come together, and they've got similar racing patterns, midfield and even further back. I refer to Victorum, Deprive, who looks as though he's a really smart, progressive horse on the rise. And this Brave Song, some say had he got into the Stradbroke handicap, he might have won it. He's been reeling off extraordinary sectionals. I'm just hoping that Brave Song can draw an alley and he can fit a couple of lengths a little bit closer. So that's going to be another great undercard to the Tiara, that Healy over 1,200 metres.
Understand. No, it will be. And talking with Godolphin Stable this morning there, Deprive is definitely going north to run up there. That's the word. And Duke of Valentinois, they'll have a couple in the Healy. And obviously they're hoping to get those three into the Tiara, which we'll wait and see on tomorrow. All right, Maxie, so that track work show is on Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight. People can catch some interviews and those gallops.
Yeah, absolutely. Spoke to Mel Eggleston. A lot of the trainers weren't there. They sort of left it to the rest of the staff. But Mel was there looking after Crystal Lees' horses. He gives us a bit of a rundown on Princess Posh. Also, Big Duke. Now, he worked well this morning too. And, gee, I think he's going to be hard to beat in the Tattersalls Cup, which is over 3,000 metres this year. So mark him down, put a ring around him. I think he's going to be very hard to beat, Big Duke, on Saturday.
All right, mate, we'll talk to you later on in the week. Have a good week ahead of Tats Tiara Day.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.